high time now for our tune of the week.
Come on, let's go.
This is the Media Industry Guru Show, the show that exposes you to entertainment, music, film, TV, and tech.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Hey, Cody, welcome to the podcast. Very excited to have you on and looking forward to hearing more about your adventures within the audio landscape.
Hello, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me. This is cool.
So to get started, tell me a little bit more about your background, how you got into the field, what made you interested in the audio space versus other sectors of media?
Yeah, I played a lot of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, as a kid growing up. And my mom saw me like messing with the notes on the thing, and I was like infatuated with it. So she put me in piano lessons super young, ended up playing in like punk and metal bands all through high school.
Okay.
What did you play? Different things, mostly drums and guitar.
Okay. But,
drums is like my favorite for sure. So did that, ended up going to Florida State University for classical guitar performance and music education. Nice. I taught special needs music for 5 years in Florida. Wow. And pretty much when COVID happened, I left that job, started doing mixing, production, all of that full time, which was something I'd been doing as a side hustle for like a decade about.
Wow.
And here we are. It's been full time for like 4 years now, which
I'm
psyched.
That's impressive.
And appreciate it.
Did you get into like learning about that stuff? Because I learned like a little bit of Adobe Audition, and I use that primarily for my podcast, but I also know Audacity, but that's like nitty gritty nuts and bolts. That's like scrappy.
Well, funny enough, like my start with recording, I'm not kidding, was like my aunt took me to Radio Shack, and I got this tiny handheld recorder, like as a child before I had a cell phone. So I became infatuated with just like the fact that we could even record sound. Like it is magical. We take it for granted now because it's everywhere. But the fact that like we figured out how to take pictures of what we see visually and how to capture sound as humans is fucking crazy to me. So I had that recorder, and I got into writing songs, and that evolved into GarageBand, eventually evolved into Cubase, evolved into like, it was like, I feel like whenever I hit a roadblock or found out that there was more, I would just keep digging. And now I've been rocking Logic for like 15 years or something insane.
Wow. Okay.
And I also use Pro Tools now because I live in LA, so I have to use Pro Tools.
Yeah, I remember learning Pro Tools in college. I feel like it's probably almost the industry standard.
It is. My opinion on that is that it's really only the industry standard because they did it best first, which is true, I think. But at this point, they've all kind of like, I don't know how to use Ableton or Cubase anymore, but when I watch friends do it, I'm like, oh, if I knew this, I could do everything I do in Logic in here. So
sure.
It's a tomato, tomato.
And so I know you do a multitude of different hats. I know you're the chief mixing engineer at Stereogram Sound, but you also have like a couple of different other hats doing audio engineering stuff. So tell us a little bit more about like what your day-to-day is like.
Yeah, for sure. So today I woke up, I sent out a beat that I'm working for some friends. I'm working on for some friends at Sony. So that's like a production thing where they're pitching songs. After that, I was mixing an artist that goes by Leia the Leo. She is incredible, coming up here in LA. And she has like a live record. So I was mixing some of that and then working on some stuff that I was writing too, just for fun. So it's really, man, like I've been writing songs and like playing with production for so long that before I realized there were different roles, I was kind of like dabbling in all of them. So yeah, I would say like the bread and butter, like career wise, comes from doing mixes, I would say, for people. But I'm like in here cooking beats all day too, and just trying to like keep music in rotation. If I'm like working on music and bettering things, I'm so psyched. So
Sure.
it's
Yeah.
all over the place. Dolby stuff is becoming huge now that Dolby Atmos is a thing. And it's really, man, to me, it's all very similar tools that we're using with the computer to try to reach betterment with music. So I don't differentiate everything that much, which I know might sound crazy, but it doesn't feel that different to me, which is strange because in
Interesting.
LA,
Okay.
especially since I've been here, it's like I've grown up in Florida my whole life. I've only been here for 5 months. So in Florida, everyone kind of does everything. And I think because there's an industry here, it creates the opportunity for there to be like niches,
Sure.
right? Like I've got friends that like just produce and they're fucking killing it. Like I've got friends that just mix here. And it seems like that's a lot more common
Wow.
in
Okay.
this kind of a place. So yeah.
Yeah, I feel like LA and Florida, I know Miami has a big music industry scene, predominantly like electronic and Latin. And then LA, it's kind of very eclectic, but like you said, it's definitely when people get into their job, it's not that like 9 to 5, but like it feels almost the 9 to 5 plus maybe an additional 8 hours that you have during the day, right?
Definitely. Yeah. It's like I don't think about it anymore. It's like I wake up and I've got in my calendar like the things I'm gonna work on, and I'm like, hell yeah. And I do my best to get through them. And it just like if I don't have something to work on, I'll make something to work on. You know, like I'll start doing
Sure.
beats or something, but it just doesn't, I don't think about it as like work. I don't think about it as I'm just like, I'm in it, man. I love this stuff.
And what would you say is from, I guess, putting your artist hat on, what would you say is kind of rewarding about helping other artists as well, from seeing them evolve, like editing their audio work, stuff like that?
Yeah, I would just say on like on a human level, betterment is the word. I think I said it earlier, but it feels really good to help elevate others' perceptions of themselves. And so like to take it outside of audio, I've got friends that are photographers that have like taken pictures of other people or me, and like I've looked at the pictures and been like, "Holy fuck, like I look so cool," which is like not something that I would like typically think if I didn't see myself in that light and in that angle. So it feels really good when I'm able to like lock in with someone else's vision
Sure.
and elevate it, because then by them feeling that way, it also it's cyclical. It like it affirms what I'm doing and it makes me have a higher perception of myself. So I think that like on a baseline level, that's what I really like about this stuff, is that everyone is experiencing elevation, hopefully. If we're not, then we're not working with the right people, or we have different visions. It doesn't even mean you're like that
Sure.
different, you know? But
And then you're not
yeah.
m technically, you can, but you're not really mixing and like mastering, no pun intended, their music.
Yeah. For sure. So, and it's happened. Like I've been with people that just like this is not it. It's like cool. Like that's fine. And the more it happens, the more you get kind of like immune to it. But it also tends to happen less the longer you do something, because you start to figure out what
Sure.
makes people happy. Translation. So yeah.
And what would you say for people that want to get into your field, who want to be you, like the go-getter who has like multitude of hats doing audio engineering, what recommendations or skill sets would you recommend to somebody that's new to the field?
Put like you have to put the alone time in, I think. You really have to know like the tools intimately, and that's going to be a lot of alone time. Or if you're lucky enough to have a mentor, I didn't have a mentor in this stuff. Like
Sure.
I had people that I would go watch at their studios two or three times, you know. But if you have a mentor, fucking congratulations. Like go to that person. But if you don't, just put in the hours and experiment and learn,
Experiment, yeah.
read, and past that in like a career sense. You have to like, this is where a lot of people like miss the career thing. Like you can do it as an art. If you want to make money from this, you have to hunt for work. You have to step outside,
The
go to
strategy of hunting.
shows, talk to people, man. Like, yeah, not in a malicious way, but just in like you eat what you kill. And if you don't find the mixes and fucking kill them, like people are not gonna find you. And after you do that for long enough, word gets around and then people start coming to you, which is like the place I'm at right now. 'Cause in Florida, that was already happening. Then I came somewhere new and it's like I'm completely reestablishing myself like socially. But I don't think about it because I like going to shows. I like talking to people. So like it just happens. But I will say this, my friend Sandra, who's one of my favorite people and an amazing manager in LA, I asked her advice about how I should handle being here in LA doing this. And she goes, "Oh, dude, you're already gonna be great." And I said, "What do you mean?" Because she'd never heard my mixes. And she's like, "Oh, well, you're out at this event. How many other producers, engineers have you met at this event?" Bro, go to the events. Like, there are A&R people, managers, like other producers sometimes, but typically they're not there because engineers and producers are tucked in. Like, they're in the cave doing their thing.
They're more the quiet folk of the music industry.
Yeah, which is cool. Like, everyone's got their role,
Gives
but
you a
I would
leg
just
up.
say, yeah, and it's just if you really want to kill it, like get in, it's community too. It's like get involved in the music social scene. Like I don't want to work on stuff that people just come to me and are like, I love knowing the people. And then it also like there's a band called Flip Turn that I've produced and mixed a couple of their records, and they're now like signed to Dual Tone, playing huge festivals. They sold out Red Rocks with Mount Joy for 2 nights. Like they're killing it. But we were playing shows together where there were 50 people in the room before I worked with them. And so like it's been so cool growing with them and watching them grow, but only because we knew each other as people first, you know? So that would be my biggest recommendation that I don't see is just like go talk to people, man, and like find music you actually fuck with and like want to work on, you know?
Definitely find music that's very captivating to you, that you feel that there could be synergies with the person, both on a personal level and professional level. That way it's kind of a win-win for both people.
Yeah, for sure. Do you find this too? And I think you're right. I think it's just a personality type that we tend to like
Oh,
stay
sorry.
in our bubble, you know?
No, yeah, I think like personality is number one, I would say, across all industries, but especially with music, because you can also tell the vibe of our artists through their lyrics, through the music, the tonality, their vocal expression, and then through the music video, their facial expression. So
For sure. Yeah. To piggyback off that, my guy Piff Marti, that we just finished up some Dolby back catalog and some new mixes of new tracks. We met each other playing golf. Neither of us played golf, but it was for an event that we both wanted to go to meet people, right? And dude, he's one of my favorite artists in the like right now in the world. I think he's incredible. And him in person is who you hear in the song. Like the humor is the same, the cadence of speech, like. And that's why it feels so good, man, is like he's just the person that you meet in a song.
You would never think like going to play golf, you would like be able to connect over like music with people or other different commonalities. It sounds bizarre, but it can happen.
The industry is deep in golf. I know
Wild.
very, very few people are gonna take that up and be like, "Oh, I'm gonna start playing golf." But
Maybe
if
I got
you
to get
do,
on that.
bro, it's a good time. It's fun.
Well, you're getting out on the field. I'm curious as we wrap up our episode to hear more about like any personal or professional goals that you have for these upcoming months. Artist development for mixing or just personal goals that you have in mind.
Yeah, I'm really wanting to step further into Dolby mixing, partially because it's new. It feels very future, which is exciting. It's a very easy, this is also a career advice thing. It's very easy to tap into people's back catalogs, which was not a thing that you could even do before this was possible. But the way I think about Dolby is from an artistic standpoint, it's incredible. It's so fun to play with. You can connect to artists and music that already exists that might already have like precedents. So like it's about to come out. It'll probably be out in the world by the time this interview comes out. But I just mixed a big Frida Lil Wayne track in Dolby, and The song
Okay.
was already out, but I got the Dolby version for back catalog through MidCitizen. Thank you, MidCitizen. And so now I have a Lil Wayne credit. You know what I'm saying?
Quite
So like,
impressive, yeah.
yeah, and you can like, if you can meet the people and like finesse those conversations and like
Sure.
find back catalog work like that, dude, that can be life changing, and it's there. Like not everything has been Dolby mixed. So really excited about that and to do new stuff. There's a band called Little Big that I just am starting to do. They're a Russian like EDM punk group. I hope that's right, like rock EDM kind of stuff. And that's super cool. Just blasting that stuff in the Dolby room and like putting the synths in the sides and reverb in the back and like super fun. So I'm just like really trying to dig in creatively right now with that stuff.
Nice. No, you got a lot of stuff in the works, and congratulations on everything. It sounds amazing. You got New Orleans, you got Florida, you got LA, here and there with Nashville too. You got like a lot of cities of the music industry. Maybe New York's on the next bucket list too.
It could be for sure. I think that's what music does, right? It connects people and places, and that's like on a societal level, like I think that's just what it's for.
For sure, yeah. Connects the mind, what did they say? The mind, body, and spirit? Something like that.
I like it. I like it.
Any parting words as we wrap up?
I'll say a Salvador Dali quote, the surrealist artist.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of his. And an interviewer one time asked him, like, how have you become so well known in the time that you've been painting? And he very simply said, I simply do it more than anyone else I know. If
Okay.
you do anything more than anyone that you're around, people will start talking about you in that
Sure.
context. People will start knowing you for doing that. And it's really like, it's pretty foolproof. So I think if
No,
you really want
yeah.
to do it, just do it all
Just
the
do it.
time. And if you don't love it, find something else. Like, don't.
Yeah, as Nike
Yeah.
says, just do
Sponsored
it.
by
It's
Nike.
probably, yeah, probably a bad quote I should reference, but we'll take it.
Like, they better send you Jordans for that or something.
Hopefully, yeah, maybe in a few light years. We'll see. But thank you, Cody, for being on the podcast. Wishing you great success over at MidCitizen and also at Stereogram. And looking forward to hearing more about your ventures within Symphonic and other opportunities within the audio space.
I appreciate that so much, man. It's amazing that you're doing what you're doing. I've skimmed through the Instagram and like listened through some stuff, and it's incredible. Just thank you for being a resource for people to tap into what's going on at the ground level, you know? Because like I'm still starting. I'm still in like it's good to hear this kind of stuff, I think. So thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Media Industry Guru podcast. Check out the Instagram at Media Industry Guru for all the details on the latest and coolest, I mean coolest, upcoming episodes that you will hear. Email at mediaindustrygurupodcast@gmail.com for any other interviews that you would like to hear, or if you would like to be on the air and give a little promo or talk about yourself, or just even chat with me, because you know I'm doing this, I'm invested in this. And tune in weekly, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Tuesdays on the Anchor app, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Breaker, and many more streaming platforms. Thanks again for all of the support, and peace out, and let's rock and roll.